Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dan, TW.
TW?
Traffic wanker.
Why traffic wanker?
Were you not at last week's?
John used to have a wank in traffic.
No, I didn't. That was a rumour and I just played along with it.
Oh, you all right?
All good. We need to be quick.
Why?
Fucking Cheltenham was on in a bit.
Oh, shit.
So it could be a 10-minute episode, this
just,
bastard.
Can you not just put it on pause?
Well, I suppose you can, but it's not the same, is it, if watching it live?
The mailbag, the flying in once again.
Favourite ever much. Email I've ever received, yeah. One of them.
Yeah, it was a beauty.
I know we mentioned it last week, but the white dog shit, enough's now.
Can we block?
We've seen enough.
Can we put a block on that? Just type it into Gmail or something. Just anything.
Any white dog shit comes up, please rebuff.
Yeah, it's some more. Still prevalent in the countryside. Oh, yeah, I reckon we've got another 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 this week.
So obviously, as you probably expect, I have nothing to do with these emails.
I mean, so we put that to bed. So thanks for all your effort.
There's definitely still white dog shit knocking about.
So what you're saying is enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Speaking on dogs, I've got a fucking rant.
Go on.
I tell you who are one of the most horrible set of bastards in the world. Fucking vets.
What? Because, I mean, they're sharp. Sharp tongue.
Yes.
Here's one for you, right?
Helping animals. I know that they're...
They're helping animals. They're fucking helping themselves. That's what they're doing.
I know they're charging a lot of money.
And what?
Yeah.
Right, so Percy, little un, right, went in yesterday for his knackers off. Right? So it's about £160 for the procedure. Right? So fair enough, gets his knackers off. Because they're not fully dropped, right, they've then got to find the knackers. They can't be that far away, can they?
Just pop the finger in.
So they want another... £240 to find his knackers and then take them out.
Can you not just wait till they've dropped?
No, because Lulu.
Want to have a go?
Lulu is about to come into season and I know her from Barnsley, but we're not into son and mum.
Incest.
Yeah. So he needed his knackers off. So instead of it being £160, it ended up being, it was £640 at end because he's got a little hernia. Oh. And this hernia desperately needs doing. Does it fuck?
They're like mechanics, aren't they? They always find an issue.
Yeah, right. We're not finished here.
Oh, go on, carry on.
So, a couple of his baby teeth have not come out yet. So, says, oh, well, he's under. We'll take his baby teeth out as well. Gets another phone call.
Did they tell you this, or did they just do it?
No. She agreed to the, obviously, the nuts, hernia, and two teeth taken out. Halfway through operation, phone call, needs 7 teeth taken out. What a set of cunts. They've got you. They've emotionally got you.
And do they work on price per tooth?
Well, I don't know. But it can't be hard to take a little tooth out. I bet it's like less than they'll be tiny.
We're in the wrong job, haven't we?
Mm. So, but they know they've got you. They've emotionally got you. If this hernia could cause him all sorts of problems.
Do you think they're playing on your emotions?
Fucking right, they are.
Yeah.
So he said it'd been £160, we were in for £640 yesterday. Poor little lad, he's got no knackers, his stomach's hurting, and he's got no fucking teeth to chew his food.
You can't afford buy him anywhere.
No, he's on soup diet. hernia.
I tell you what, I read the other day. Do you know "Toxic" by Britney Spears? Do you know who that song's about? Noel Fitzpatrick, the super vet.
Really?
So Britney knew.
Really? Who's the? I'll tell you what I do like. There's an exception. The TV vet, Irish fella.
That's him.
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Nah, he's a good content.
No, content.
He's all right, him.
Oh, well, I can make you a dog about it leg, but it costs you 20 grand for it.
Fucking, what?
Is that who it is?
No, yeah. No, according to Britney.
How's Britney ever come across him?
So, Britney never wrote that song. She had a writer, and Fitzpatrick, the old super vet, he was married to her, or went out with her for a long-term relationship. She wrote that song about him and sold the song to Britney, or wrote it and give the song
really?
To Britney. So
it is a catchy song, like, I do like it.
I'm going to listen to it again and see what Fitzpatrick's like. But gee, honestly, they've got your big fucking short and curlies. They just know that because you love your dog, they know, or your cat or whatever animal, they know for a fact that they're going to, that you're going to pay it. And I think it's scandalous.
Mm. Were you not insured on Percy?
No, because it's not. Yeah, he's insured, but it's like a procedure, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like having life insurance or critical illness insurance, and getting your ulcer done. Right. So it's like an aesthetic type thing, isn't it? So that's my rant over anyway. Vets, any vets? Listen, you horrible twats. You do good stuff for animals, but you
charge
too much. You're filth. Yeah.
Is he all right though? Pee dog.
Well, it was yesterday, so he's laying low at minute.
Has he got one of them things on? Helmets?
No, because...
Corn?
Because we've obviously got one of the two dogs. We've had to get him a baby grow type thing. So he's in a full body. It's like a wetsuit for dogs, basically. So there's a couple of clips at back. We unclip it for him to go out for a piss and a shit and
your
that.
Dog's in a baby grow?
Well, it's like a material. It's like a... Most of his body's covered, apart from his legs. Dan, you know, like when you see dogs go out in rain and stuff, and they've got like in cold. Basically, yeah, it's like a baby grow for dogs.
You're like Barnsley's answer to Paris Hilton,
eh?
With all your little dogs in little costumes and.
How many have you got now?
Three.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, Percy.
Is that the one you had?
Is
all
he
got?
The one?
Yeah, he's a little one. Yeah, but no, you can't. You can't have. It's like kids, isn't it? You can't have favourites.
You can.
You can.
You can with dogs.
Huh?
You can with dogs.
Well, no.
They're shitting in house and stuff.
Well, they don't shit in house. We trained them.
How's the knee? I haven't heard about that for a couple of hours.
I don't think we've actually categorically said what's wrong, have we? I need a new knee.
No, we have a few times.
Have we?
Yeah, definitely.
It's sore. Just always sore.
So are you the same with this surgeon then? This surgeon that's going to do your knee? That's pricey, isn't it? They're not cheap.
17.5 grand it is, aye.
So the PFA look after you a bit?
Well, they've offered me some towards it, but just over half.
That's a bit more than some, innit? That's a good chunk, that.
Yeah, but it's not really the... well, yeah. So I ain't emailed them back yet.
So you get to choose your knee? Like, what's the...
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, what do you mean to get to choose your knee?
You get, like, is there a different...
Oh, yeah, I want a platinum one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Gold-plated one.
Like, can you pay more for a better one?
You're not choosing a filling.
No, no, yeah.
Definitely want a white one.
Is it like you get a catalogue?
I don't think so. I've not got that deep into it.
You're like upgraded, but you can jump higher.
I do need a new knee, so we'll see what's going to happen.
I think, and don't say this, if you go to a surgeon, you get a surgical answer. I think you should get another opinion.
A second opinion?
Just to go to a physio or something that can maybe prolong it. If you go and see a surgeon, he's not going to go, I'll tell you what, he's not going to do himself out of work, is he?
No, but he could have just said, all right, we just need to clean up.
Do you think they're like vets?
Worse than vets.
Nobody's worse than vets. Lula, honestly, if I went to a vet's with this, right, I'd end up having a new elbow in. I'd come out with turkey teeth.
Champion.
And everything.
Can they not do you a discount for a full job?
Yeah? Full leg?
No, just while you're at my knee, so... Sort all other bits out.
I don't think. I think you're just being assholes, aren't you?
I'm not.
No, we're taking a genuine interest.
Mm, yeah. Assholes.
You must have the Julio Arca story.
Yeah.
The jellyfish must have been on Facebook. And Pete Fryer, the physio at the time, he's put two messages. Because if you remember, Mick just came in randomly on a Sunday morning and said, we're going to the beach, lads. Mm. We're going into the sea.
Swimming.
But Pete said he spent all that morning converting the jacuzzi into an ice bath. He said it took him hours to do it. And then Mick's just come in and said, right, lads, we're down at the beach. Anyway, Pete's put on, I had to stick you with an EpiPen and call an ambulance, and they had to EpiPen you again when they arrived. It was very scary, Julio, and particularly as one of the players pissing had an STD.
So just a reminder, just in case anybody hasn't heard that story, you went down...
As if the doc's thought, oh no, oh no, no, no. Not that one, not your son.
Yeah, so we all went down for a recovery day at the beach.
Yeah.
A bit of a jog on the sand, and then Mick is getting us all in the North Sea. And Julio's then got stung by a jellyfish and had a very bad reaction to it.
Yeah.
Straight back to the academy, and four or five of the first team lads were pissing on him in the bath.
So EpiPen, that's the thing that you use if you like allergic to nuts and that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says he's ran back from the beach to absolute chaos, and it was very scary because one of the players had an STD.
So he got stuck by a jellyfish and left with chlamydia.
I should do one of them thingies, just get everyone's head. Who's the player?
But all were pissing and so
did he know that he had an STD because he'd been giving him... been giving him the tablets?
Fucking
Who do you think?
Who's raging? Who's messing that? The doctor?
The physio. Yeah.
Oh, Christ. So I bet if Julio finds out about that, he's going to be furious.
I think he'll have had an idea as he was looking up and seeing...
Your cock over him.
No, I think I was a beast and an observer.
Yeah, all right.
But funny. Good physio, Pete, by the way. Very good. One of the best.
I tell you what, the noshers have got a lot of attention. A lot of people asking a lot of questions.
Well, I think it's fantastic that they finally got the credit that they deserved.
Definitely.
I still can't get my head around it. Just the whole setup. But I don't know why you go so quiet when we talk about them.
No, doing me. I never got involved.
Thing is, how old will he be now?
He'll be my age, roundabout. 40. So
just to recap.
Fucking, it's batter me day, by the way, isn't it? I'm getting it from all angles.
So, was there five solid? Were there a change in the lineup? There were five girls who, if you played for Barnsley, if you played for Barnsley, they'd provide services, but they would introduce themselves as the Noshers.
Well,
wanted to drop on them,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until obviously Lummy said that.
Right. You must have heard about it in changing room and that.
I kept my distance from them, didn't I? And stories about them because I didn't want out to do it. I didn't want to be involved.
It was a bit like that in Norwich, though. If there was ever a new signing in Mercy Nightclub, it travelled like wildfire.
Like a rival team? The Gobblers?
No.
every 12 months they have a gobble off at Birmingham NEC.
Like Warriors.
You'll fetch your best. Fetch your best notcher.
5 minutes on the clock. Go!
What were that?
Birmingham lot of a handy firm.
And the firm. Hooligans and the flippin'.
We'll have to up his game next year, love. Them from Leeds are fucking on fire. Honestly, they've fucking nailed it. Twice in a year, them bastards have won it.
Meet up in a car park.
Have we had any? What other emails have we had?
Oh, we've had a good few emails. I had.
This is one of my favourite. This.
We've got a few good tales in. Somebody mentioned, you know, when we were talking about the condom on the shoulder. Have you seen the Blackpool 98-99?
Yeah.
Somebody was showing it with it. Was it Gary Brabin? But Sir Johnny on the shoulder for a team photo.
No way.
It is a good one. You know, if you're out on a Sunday with the lads and somebody's annoying you, you just give somebody the wink. And it's just one way to bring him down a peg or two, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, though, on that team photo one, there's a few lads got in bother over the years, isn't there, for slipping testicles out and that, you know, team photo.
We've got to come back in and do a reshoot.
I'll just throw them
doctor.
Out.
Doctor.
You know,
talking about doctoring photos, somebody emailed and said, obviously, a non-news story this week, Kate Middleton getting pulled up on the news.
What's she actually doctored him to or from?
Well, to be fair, I can't. Surely she doesn't surely somebody vets any photos that's going out by royal family.
When they say doctor, do they mean in just a simple filter?
Yeah. Well, no, because there's part of the image missing, so something's gone on, whether she's recoloured it or whatever. But there's no way that she's doctoring pictures for royal family.
Why does it need doctors? What?
I don't know. I don't. But somebody's asked.
Her kids want it.
If you could alter any photo of yourself from the past. So I'm thinking maybe during playing careers, maybe that one Blackburn with the...
Oh, the suit
button.
One.
Yeah.
No, I'm not too bothered about that one.
You surely want to go to that one in Vegas when you've got that...
The mullet.
Street straw mullet.
Yeah. But no, thing is, you go on Instagram and every single profile picture that you see is being doctored. So I'm sure with these same people are the ones that are given... I'm not quite sure what she's actually done. If she's made a hand disappear or something like you say, then I think we need to get to the bottom of that.
She wants to get on with a magician, don't she? There's plenty of photos I'd like to have doctored. Basically just out in my kit, you know, when it's tight and that.
I think the one of you after promotion in the kebab house, when you've got, have you got somebody else's jeans on? Boot cut jeans?
No, yeah, to be fair, I've dressed horrendously.
Would you change the chicken to a doner, ideally?
I imagine it will have been a doner. It will have been a doner. Yeah.
Have you blue jeans, I've got some brown shoes?
Blue flared jeans on, brown shoes, and like a greeny coloured shirt.
Do you know the union thing is, lad?
What weird thing is, they're back in them now, them jeans.
Dig them back out, John.
I don't think I'll fit in them.
It was the shoes that were a problem. Yeah, they're like the shoes, a smart.
Winkle pickers.
Yeah.
Someone not right.
I won't doctor the venue. I certainly won't doctor the venue, but yeah, probably just put a different pair of jeans, shirt and shoe.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who's on?
Chrissy, will you read it's me and John's personal favourite email so far. The first bit.
Don't tar me with your brush here.
Well, you've just said it's your favourite.
Ah, it is, yeah.
The relationship advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, this gentleman has asked, and he's put it in caps, please keep this anonymous.
And we fucking
please.
Will.
Please.
Because we're good like that.
Yeah.
We are good like
so,
that.
So, he's looking for some relationship advice. Whether he's coming to the right place or not, we'll see. But we'll give a bit of a breakdown, and then...
He's just started online dating, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Just started online dating.
So, and I think we should maybe take one each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's three running at the minute because it says it's costing him too much money and time. So he's obviously taking all three out once a week, isn't he? Twice a week.
It's an expensive job, isn't it?
Just, I don't know, is it? You tell me.
So just to give a bit of a backstory, he's only just dived into the world of online dating. He's 38. He's got a decent job. He says a nice house, no kids. He looks after himself fitness-wise. He loves walking, the outdoors. He says he's pretty average looking.
I like that. See, I like that.
Yeah.
But regularly out kicking my coverage when it comes to women, so he must have a bit of crack.
So that means he's punching.
He's doing all right. He's nicking six out of ten, but he's nicking sevens and eights.
He said he's been having a bit of fun, but this dating nonsense is starting to cost him a bit too much. So he needs our help. He's got three contenders for who he should choose to really take it serious and look at settling down.
We'll read one each. I'll go trap one.
I'll go trap two.
I'll go number three then.
So he's 38. What can we call him? Jaffa?
Shagger.
He's not going to have any kids.
We'll call him Shagsy.
Shagsy.
Trap one. Similar age, blonde, petite, Northern Irish, in brackets, lovely accent. Good job, quite good looking, and has a fantastic pair of tits. They're huge and perky with tiny nipples. Now, I'm a sucker for tiny nipples. So she's...
like two little jelly tots.
They're almost...
There's a lot of detail going on here.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, but isn't really into her fitness or the outdoors, and we don't have much in common. She also told me she loved me the second time we had sex, which scares me a little.
Ooh, fucking hell.
Red flags.
Velcro.
Red flags.
It's gone downhill since
the
tiny nipples.
Get out of the seat. Get out of the seat. The tide's coming in.
There's a jellyfish coming. It scares me a little, but I'm willing to look past it for the sake of her ample, perky bosom and accent.
Trap two. 45 years old, redhead, stunning. Going through a divorce and has two kids. She has a great figure and is absolutely wild in the bedroom. Has a box full of toys and isn't afraid to use them, which is kind of unsettling. But for now, I'm rolling with it. We like the same things and get on great, but there's a couple, well, four things that are putting me off. Her hands resemble a bunch of bananas and her feet wouldn't look out of place in the Shire. Honestly, they're massive. I try not to let them bother me, but it's very off-putting. They're not very feminine and ultimately prevent her being a solid 9 out of 10. So that's trap two.
We're winning straight with three.
Yeah, we'll get and then trap we'll... three and then we'll reassess each yeah, one. Yeah,
okay. There's a lot to reassess.
So trap three, she's a little bit younger than him. Brunette, naturally attractive, tall, long-legged, divorced but has no kids, has a great job and comes from good stock. So has a bit of cash in the family. We have a lot in common and both like our fitness and outdoors. She isn't very confident, but I think that could come in time, as there's little glimpses that once her walls come down, she could open up a little bit more. Good. No red flags as yet. Her hands and feet are feminine and normal size, and even our dogs get along.
Four, important.
So there we have it. Two need to go, and they need to go quite soon. What should I go for? Please help me out,
there's
lads.
A few broken hearts Saturday morning, isn't there? Definitely one, if that one goes.
So we've got red flag Velcro. We've got Wreck-It Ralph, number two. And number three.
Let's give us all an opinion on one.
I'm saying let one go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I was saying get number two gone early.
Number what? Two gone?
What? Hands and feet.
She's chucking a fucking dildo up you, Gary.
Too much. Imagine that.
she's chucking toes up your ass.
I know it. He's right, because at first it's a novelty, isn't it? And then when it's just like a Tuesday.
you can't
be bringing the toys down on a Tuesday.
You've got to sell your spinning bike Wednesday morning.
It's Tuesday dinner time, man. What are you doing?
Put that rabbit back in its cage.
Do you know what I mean, though? It can be too much. Like, yeah. Once yeah. is a bit of a... And then if she starts
but
doing it...
But it only does as well, so then it'll probably slow down, won't it?
And then we haven't mentioned the hands or feet. Two in the bin for me.
Two in the bin.
Totanic in the bin.
So you enjoyed your wild sex to start with, but... Nah, she's...
Moving forward,
yeah.
I think we're looking at this all wrong. Right. I mean, he's 38 year old. He's looking at a long-term relationship. So...
Not with Bigfoot.
Yeah. just come to the fucking gladiators with their hands on. With Bigfoot.
You've surely got to be seeing this as well. No,
because he says that they get along really well and they enjoy some of the same things.
It's not good when she's borrowing your fucking shoes, is it?
Well, that's even better. You can look past the wank spanners. There's too much emphasis here on the physicality of these three women.
Come on, Chris. This glass has got a size 12 foot. She's not coming back. I don't care if she's got a heart of gold. If
she's paying full price for the trainers, isn't she?
She ain't getting good.
Nah, two in the bin for me. Have you gone one? Are you thinking one?
I'm thinking one in the bin, first off.
Why?
Because
I'm thinking one in the bin.
Are you?
Yeah, because
are you thinking that she's told him she loves him?
Yeah, that's
massively. Yeah. Peel the Velcro, let her go.
Plus, she's not bothered about walking and outdoors.
Yes, they've got nothing in common.
Yeah, I'm with you with the love. But would you rather a girl told you she loved you straight away or?
Oh no, let's get to know each other first.
Are you persisting with two then? Are you giving it a few more weeks?
I think you can get over banana hands. I think
you're a better man than me, Chris.
I think you can get it. I mean, she sounds lovely.
Does she?
She does. She's got a full box of toys.
She's got a full box of toys. That wasn't my thinking, but he says that they've got a lot in common. I mean,
I'll interrupt you there, Chris. Her hands resemble a bunch of bananas. What are you saying there?
What more do you need?
I think you can look past it, but
yeah, I know.
Let's move on to number three.
I'll tell you what, I'm thinking about getting in touch myself. If he doesn't act quickly, I'm swooping, man. I'll tell you what, a thing to take into consideration, if they want wining and dining, you're going out racking up £80 bills, food bills. But if there's one that's low maintenance, and you say, just cook us something, come over, yeah. I'll fetch me toys.
Bring the toolbox.
She comes in like a doctor.
She's pulling a bloody DeWalt trolley in.
She's going to airport. She's just got toys in fucking.
But that is like if one in particular is costing a lot more than the other.
I mean, we haven't got that information, have we?
No.
Unfortunately,
I think three is the one.
I think three is the one. To be honest, I mean, I know I've gone in supporting number two, but that's because you wrote her off straight away.
Was I a bit harsh on two lads?
Yeah.
Do you know who's the sucker for if anybody's got bad feet? And I don't know, I think Griff's met somebody now, but in the past, Andy Griffin, he'd be speaking to somebody for half an hour, and similar to Trap 2, 9 out of 10. I go, she was nice, Griff? Nah. Did you not see her toes? And that would be it. If she had bad toes, she's in the bin.
See, I'll be honest with you, man.
What constitutes a bad toe?
I'm not bothered about feet. I don't think any foot looks particularly nice.
No.
Like a bit of psoriasis or athlete's foot and
the
that.
He's
got an eye for like fungal diseases, Griff. He'll just pick spotted from anywhere.
Fungal diseases.
Spot a verruca from across a bar.
But a bunion, like he won't miss a bunion.
Right, so contestant number three, I think she's fucking chance.
Yeah. She's in a league of her own.
Dogs. The dogs get on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's big.
She's a little bit quiet, but like you said,
that's no not a bad thing, is it? Nice and shy to start with.
Yeah.
It's good because it sounds like she doesn't realise how attractive she is.
Yeah.
Which is a very, very attractive trait.
And probably the big dog.
Family are packing.
the family are fucking minting.
It's cut the shit. She's wedged.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. I'd be fucking three.
You wouldn't get a ring on trap two. Hands are two fingers are too big.
Can I buy a ring for trap two? It's how much? Well, there's a lot of platinum there, love, isn't there?
And hopefully, can we assume that he's going to go trap three?
Well,
I'd like to think that we've provided the advice that will help him step forward.
We've got to come to the wedding, haven't we, whatever.
Definitely. But make sure that you split up on good terms with other two.
Going
really nice, just in case trap three turns out to be a psycho.
How are you splitting up with her in this situation?
I'm just putting this podcast on.
Are you a face-to-face?
Put this podcast on.
Were you face-to-face or are you...
The lads have spoken.
A text or post-it note on the fridge?
Face-to-face, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you?
What, obviously you don't.
What you'd say, can we meet for a coffee and then...
I'm sorry, but this is going to have to be...
It's not working out.
It's not you,
it's me.
No, I don't worry. That's the worst thing you can say.
It's not me. It's their massive sausage fingers.
They're outrageous, them.
When you shake your hand up, way out. Look, see what I mean? It's fucking big to mine, love. But yeah, you've got to do it face to face.
Would you go with the text?
I'd go phone call.
Phone call?
I think...
Ignore.
FaceTime or just audio?
Imagine a FaceTime, man. I think that's
when you need a pause in it as the connection's gone.
If I'm being honest, one would be getting ghosted. If I'm being brutally honest, he sounds like he's got a good.
If you tell her in the same room, she's one of them who could be reaching for like a vase or something.
Yeah, and well,
bread knife.
I think we've been a bit. I think we've overlooked the fact that Trap One said she loves him. It's gonna be hard for her.
Yeah.
I know, it'll be harder for him if he
draws it out any longer.
Trap 2's done nout wrong.
No, the thing Trap 2 done is she's grown too much.
Genetics. Mm-hmm. She can't do anything about that.
She's grown too much. So thank you very much for his email, Brownie.
Yeah, number three pick of the bunch.
More of them.
Thanks for your email, mate.
No, live in Leeds, that's strange, isn't it?
Jack Jones Chester has emailed. Wants to know your opinion on players at the minute cutting holes in the socks.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
I think it's a medical thing, me.
Well, they of course it is.
You know, like, because the
socks supposed to be about circulation.
Yeah, right? The socks are tight. So.
But do you think it's not turned into more of a fashion thing?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it's like. Can you remember back in the day when players used to have them wristband things on?
Yeah. And then
Michael McKindo used to wear two. Because if he just put one on, he'd feel unbalanced. And that's genuine, that.
He's just a twat, isn't he?
Jack, he's saying that he's seen Sunday League players doing it now.
Oh, well, that's your problem, isn't it?
But it's compartment syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah, it helps the blood flow, the circulation.
So there is, it's definitely medical.
You do turn into trends. I remember it, a bit embarrassing this, but when I was like 17, you used to be playing.
I was about to bring this up.
I used to put the Robbie Fowler nose plaster on, like, just because Robbie Fowler did it. Like, no medical advice that he did it.
It should have been like a fucking single bed sheet.
A bandage.
After four nut companies, any chance you can just stick three of them together? I bet he probably got paid for that, didn't he, Fowler?
Yeah.
But they're back. I see them all the time. Yeah. Adverts for sleeping and that.
Yeah.
And that's very similar.
Just open up the airwaves.
Apparently, yeah. Can you remember, going back to fashion, did you go through a spell of wearing the wristbands on a night out?
No.
Sweatband.
Can you remember the sweatbands?
I used to wear a black and white checkered one, but I used to wear it halfway up my arm. Yeah.
Only the cool people would get it more towards the elbow.
Yeah.
I was just traditional.
What?
Around the wrist. Yeah, for a night out. So
to be fair, you needed one, didn't you?
I used to dab like.
You wipe it regular.
Band on and all.
But it would be.
What's that looking like, John McEnroe?
All Saints t-shirt. Low rounded neck.
Yeah, I know. I had a spell of them.
Nike white wristband, sweatband.
Nike.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you
used to keep it simple.
See, I've never that never landed in Barnsley.
So I must have been. I just started going out, so 17, 18. So you'll have been similar.
I tell you when that might have been like student night when you know like grungy sort of skater boy people.
Yeah,
but never.
See, I think mine came after that. I was about 20. Yeah. I was about 19.
Yeah, maybe the same. But it was when we're young.
Yeah.
But then, fast forward 2 years at Norwich, I remember turning out in a cravat, like smart shirt cravat. That is a quick turnover, isn't it?
So you've gone from casual sportswear to a cravat.
It's gone from John McEnroe. McEnroe to fucking Jacob Riggs Mogg here. Fucking 18 month in Norwich.
What you were accompanying your cravat with? Are you suit jacket?
No, shirt? Baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans and a cravat?
Yeah. I remember white shirt, white fitted shirt and a cravat.
Wait, one of them with baggy, like shells baggy jeans. On. Like a shell type design.
Yeah, they'll have been like silk.
Like material,
silky. I'll try and find a picture. Blonde shoe shine on the barnet.
You almost looked a right cunt.
No, I was stood next to Chaddy and Gary Doherty.
Oh, well then.
Fucking hell. You could run a bit bang on, he's still pulling.
There is a picture. I've got Doc's head on my right shoulder and Chaddy behind us with one of them fake watches.
Oh,
just showing his watch off.
Jacob and Cole job is. No, fucking hell. No, I never got into all that. I just box standard me.
Just what, even Ben from, Sherman?
Even from, never Ben Sherman, but even from young, just a.
No, I've seen your leather jacket vest.
Oh, yeah, but vest only because. To what?
Until Journey comes on.
And then the jacket comes off. And I'm like Swayze.
Yeah, funny.
But no, that's never cravat or sweatband.
The whites were back last night.
It's going to be tight,
isn't it? A couple of sticky ones.
To be fair, Barnsley won as well.
Yeah.
They had an absolutely shocking result Saturday, Lincoln.
I saw.
Spanked 5-1 at home.
It happens, doesn't it?
What's your biggest defeat? I don't know if you spoke about it. What's your biggest? I think mine's 5 at home to Tottenham. 5-1,
nil.
5-1.
I think I was playing in that, so that could be mine too.
Were you playing and all?
Yeah.
You didn't play together much.
I think I came on
for me
and scored.
Yeah.
So you got the one. 1-0.
Got the one. Ran off like I'd won the Champions League. 5-0 down. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Barnsley Bolton playoff final.
Be good that, wouldn't it? We'll definitely win that boozer again. I'm not wearing my football shirt.
Which one? On the
one on the corner.
That one outside.
No, that one on the corner with the pianoist.
Oh, yes. I'm not speaking about something that an absolute shambles, that club. I've spat my dummy out again.
I'm not a fan anymore, man.
What was that? What the fuck was that?
I've lost my club, man.
The week in Jamaica.
My club's gone again, man.
Passes to be a can. Your Macums are gone down. Blood clot.
It's a shambles, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be tight, isn't it? At the top of that League One.
Just getting serious for a minute, because obviously you've had a career in and around men, not in, around men in dressing rooms. And released this week is the countries with the smallest average penis length. And I wondered, this is science, this. So this is not stereotypes. It's science.
Did you say biggest or smallest?
Smallest.
I haven't seen the list.
We'll do biggest next week.
I've not seen the list. China.
Something for everyone to look forward to.
South Korea's got to be up there.
This is science.
Do you know why this isn't stereotypes?
I don't know why they've done the...
I know.
Is it on when they died? People are checking? Like, hold on.
Is it when they get tape on that before you take it in?
Is it
when they're up and ready to go? Or?
This is...
Erect. Right.
I don't know how you check it, but
I think it'll just be like, oh, he looks like he'll have a good 7 inches in. Stick him down for a 7, John.
You know the Mr. Chan off
Hangover.
Hangover. when he's naked, he's got a great little dick, then he.
I'm saying South Korea because a lad came on loan from QPR to Doncaster and his pubes got
longer.
Yeah. And I remember James Coppinger in the shower telling him to shave it and he was absolutely buzzing. Shape. He was going, shape, shape.
What, he would put a part in it?
Yeah, he was just saying you need to shave. I'll have to have a look at his name, but it was minuscule. Bad. Yeah.
So China, we've gone China, South Korea. What? Oh, you've got list, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you now, I've got the top 10.
Yeah.
And all...
Got 10 up.
All 10 are in Asia.
So we were right, weren't we?
Yeah.
So coming in at number 10, at 4.4 inches, the Philippines.
Yeah.
Number 9... South Korea, 8, Sri Lanka, 7, Vietnam, 6, Laos, 5, Burma, 4, Nepal, 3, Cambodia, 2. Now, this is the strange thing, North Korea. So what happens between North Korea and South Korea that they lose an inch?
Might be better climate for
but it's same bloody place, there's only a line across.
Might be better climate for growing.
Number 1, Thailand.
Fuck off.
Maxing out at 3.7.
Well, I've... On a full mast?
Full mast, 3.7.
Well, I've seen some fucking ladyboys with massive cocks.
Same.
Tell you
is
what.
Is there an email address? You know, if you do sit in Thailand and you see one with a 9-inch plus,
you can send the picture.
You've got to send them.
Yeah.
It's a bit like our email address.
If you take a bird home, right, and you get her in and she takes her skirt off and she's got a massive wanger, is there any chance you could send her a photo of it?
Like the white dog if shit you come all over again, won't it?
We'll just be getting emailed loads of massive Asian schlongs.
I met Stephen in Bangkok. He had absolute belter.
It just turned into a ladyboy email.
Look at the size of this.
Yeah, that's to be fair, you know, if you were like, if I were in one of them countries, I don't think I'd just walk around with me knob out. Feel quite
four
happy.
Inches plus.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Well, like I said, you can't argue with the metric system or the imperial system in this case.
And what's the what were the size?
3.7. Get full mast.
I was shortchanged.
3.7? 3.7 inch. That's not even a...
There's not much going on.
That's not even a sausage, like... A sausage, like...
A Richmond.
A chipolata.
Yeah, it's not even a Richmond, is it? Is it a Richmond?
No, that's about the size of a Richmond sausage.
Have you got any in the fridge?
I have it. There'll be one on the floor somewhere.
that's a thin Richmond, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We had live show in Liverpool.
Incredible in all minute.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Brilliant.
Managed to stay relatively sober this time.
I like that venue.
Yeah, we went to an Irish pub. What was it called?
I don't know what the pub was called. I just meant the,
oh,
comedy
the
club.
Venue.
The Otwater Comedy Club.
Yeah.
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 I think people just come.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Tight.
But Norm's brilliant, isn't he, man?
Pog Mahorns.
How have you remembered that? We bullied you into staying, didn't we?
Yeah. I think it means kiss your ass in Gaelic.
Really?
Pog Mahorns. Kiss my ass, I think.
Yeah, no, it was good show. Good show. Good night.
You had every intention to get in the last train.
Yeah, buzz replacement, didn't me?
You weren't sitting on a bus, were you?
Oh, no. So it wasn't a case of you wanted to enjoy our company?
Oh, no, no.
You went to the train station?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
No, I went outside, go on train line, and it was bus replacement, so...
Did you get...
See, that's how much we were missing him, by the way. You didn't know, and I thought he'd actually gone to the train station.
Thanks to the... I can't remember his name, but he bought us a pina colada each.
Yeah.
After the show. You and it was a surprising... Nice.
Pick me up, wasn't
it? I
yeah.
like a pina colada.
I do. We had both had a bad headache, though, didn't we? Yeah. It must have been strong because we had a bad headache the next morning.
Oh, I didn't feel... Well, we couldn't find his car, could we?
I know, yeah. But yeah, pina colada, if you had enough of lager, was a nice
Yeah, I'm a big
nice
fan
change.
Of a pina colada. It's a good poolside drink. But, yeah, so I ended up coming back to the Airbnb. Yeah, I had to slip in with Norm as well. I messaged him and apologised in the morning.
Oh, you got in Norm's bed?
No, I didn't get in his bed, but there was a second bed in his room. So
that's not a problem. Footballers, they're used to sleeping with in rooms with the other fellas.
Yeah. I wonder if you give it to Mickey Holland the next morning. Oh, it's just you, Chris.
What the fuck's that? Fucking wind's come off.
I woke up with Gollum at the end of my bed. But we got Leicester. We got Leicester coming up.
Thursday. Next Thursday the 21st.
Steve Walsh. That reminds me, I need to message him.
It might not be Steve Walsh, but we'll see. Enjoy Friday clubs.
I am good.
Emails
else.
Like that.
Yeah. Keep them emails coming. Again, any love advice you need.
Well,
they'll
obviously know
You've
now.
Got it now.
Know now that we're fucking brilliant at it.
And do you think people are realising that we do take that kind of thing seriously? Like we've put a lot of thought into
that. That was
we weren't messing about.
No, I think it came from the art as well.
And I'd like to think the people listening to this would agree with us on the choice that we made. Number 3.
And if you could fire Banana Rands' number over to Brownie, that'd be fucking incredible.
In fact, any of the numbers. I'm only joking.
He's not. Right, thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next fucking Friday.
Let me just chuck the email address in, just for those who don't know. FridayClub@underthecosh.co.uk. I tell you what, I'm up my some would you rivers. I reckon they'll be.
Yeah. Good talking points.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.